This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear debris with the 40-volt jet fan leaf blower. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at your cordless power source, the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Hello and welcome to Money Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for a Richer Life. Today's topic, year-end tax planning. The end of the year will be here soon, and you have until December 31st to take action to pay as little as possible in taxes to Uncle Sam. Here are a few tips about things you can do before the year is out to reduce your tax bill. Tip 1. If you want to donate to your favorite charity, do it before midnight on December 31st. Now, saving on taxes isn't a good enough reason in and of itself to donate to charity. But if there's a cause you want to support, go ahead and donate before the end of the year to reap the tax benefit this year. If you itemize deductions on Schedule A, you'll save on taxes by donating to charity. If you're in the 25% tax bracket, for example, you'll save a quarter for every dollar you donate. And remember that you can donate stuff as well as money to charity to get the tax break. This is the time of year that I like to go through my closets and get rid of things I no longer need. I get the benefit of a tax deduction, and I get to make way for starting off a new year with less clutter. Tip 2. Consider paying your January mortgage payment in December. It will mean a bigger mortgage interest deduction for you this year. If you can easily afford to do it, also consider paying your property taxes for next year before this December 31st. You get to deduct them in the year you pay them. Tip 3. Offset your capital gains with losses. If you have capital gains, take a look at your portfolio and see if there are some losers that you want to sell. You can use the loss to reduce or even eliminate the amount you owe in capital gains tax. If you have more losses than gains, you can use up to $3,000 of the excess losses to reduce your taxable income. And remember, you can minimize capital gains tax by holding stocks, mutual funds, or other assets for at least a year. The long-term capital gains rate of 15% applies to assets held longer than a year. Short-term capital gains are taxed at your ordinary income tax rate. Tip 4. If you plan to gift more than $12,000 to someone next year, you can avoid gift tax by spreading the amount over multiple years. For example, if you plan to contribute $20,000 toward a down payment to help your child buy a house next year, you can avoid gift tax by gifting them, say, $10,000 this year and $10,000 next year. Gifts under $12,000 are not subject to gift tax. And here's one last tip. If you have tax-deductible expenses, such as business or medical expenses, that you'd like to deduct in this tax year, but you don't want to pay for them until next year, you can put them on your credit card before the end of the year. The IRS considers an expense deductible when it's charged, not when you pay your credit card bill. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life. As always, everyone's situation is different. So be sure to consult a tax or financial advisor before making important financial decisions. This podcast is for educational purposes only and is not intended to be a substitute for seeking personalized professional advice. Oh, and I'd really appreciate it if you took a moment to post a review at iTunes. Send your questions or comments to money@qdnow.com or call them into my voicemail line, 8776-RICHER. Thanks for listening.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1 Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
Have you ever spotted McDonald's hot, crispy fries right as they're being scooped into the carton? And time just stands still. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.